afternoon, answer calls, order fast food delivery for lunch, eat his oversized portions in the back corner of the break room, ignore all coworkers in favor of reading social media feeds, answer more calls, look over at Jolene at the cubicle diagonally in front of him, think about how Jolene would never look over at him, answer more calls, fill out paperwork about the calls, clock out. Evening, heat up frozen foods, eat dinner, desserts, and snacks in front of the TV, fall asleep to its drone, and wake up to its sudden explosions of volume, finally haul his bulk off the couch to collapse into bed, sleep until he had to start again the next day. But one morning, a strange occurrence interrupted Matthew's entire routine and set him on a different course. He arrived at work on a Monday to find a completely empty parking lot. So stuck in his routine, Matthew didn't even notice the eerie emptiness until he trudged to the front door of his office complex, pulled on the handle, and the door wouldn't budge. It was locked,